This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I am a huge fan of Mindy Kaling. I love the brilliant TV show The Office, and she played a huge role there as a writer, producer, director, and as an actor, as Kelly Kapoor. She went on to create The Mindy Project, the blockbuster Never Have I Ever. She starred in movies like Ocean's 8 and A Wrinkle in Time. She's been a voice actor for movies like Inside Out and Despicable Me. And if that is not enough, she has also written two excellent best-selling memoirs, Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me and Other Concerns? And Why Not Me? In 2013, Mindy Kaling was on the cover of Entertainment Weekly magazine, and the accompanying article included Mindy's Rules for Writing, which is the voice checklist that hangs in her writers' rooms. The truth is, she explained, it's much easier to write a bunch of mean zingers. Here are some of my favorite points from that checklist. Characters are helpful and kind. Characters are polite. Conflict should never come from a desire to be cruel or mean. Do not fear nuance. Comedy comes from avoiding conflict, not instigating it. Characters don't have to be maxed out to be funny. To me, this list also suggests how TV writers can avoid cliché. We're also familiar with the tired stock characters, the broad insults, the unrealistically extreme behavior that falls into the same patterns. These kinds of rules make it fresh. I love the kind of comedy that is goofy, loving, and well-intentioned when the conflicts are those that inevitably arise when we all try to work together, doing our best, and with our different perspectives, agendas, and preferences. It's funny because it's true. Here's an example of Mindy Kaling's rules and actions in a scene from The Office with Mindy Kaling as Kelly Kapoor. To set the scene, the staff of the office, including Kelly, Daryl, and Val, are all gathered in the conference room. Someone new to the office, Val's boyfriend Brandon, walks in with big platters of food. Everyone is taken aback and intrigued when Brandon accuses Daryl of flirting with Val by text. And no one is more interested in the drama than Kelly. Here's how the conversation unfolds.
I read the text you sent to Val, man.
That's messed up.
Is this spicy?
No, baby girl. It would be messed up if I didn't find anything, but I did, so.
I'm pretty sure if Daryl sent Val a text, it was about some paper emergency or something.
At midnight?
Yeah.
It happens. Like a hospital needs more napkins for surgery.
Guys, we're not gonna settle anything this way. I think we just need to be grown-ups here.
Thank you.
I think we're gonna need to hear those texts.
Okay, Ellie, remember how you wanted to go home before?
No. There's no way in hell I'm leaving. Something interesting is happening here. For once in my life, I'm staying here. Daryl, read the text.
I got too much ice cream. You want some? Getting my fry on. The moon is huge tonight.
Oh, gosh, the moon one's damning. Yeah, sorry.
That's regular text talk.
You forgot one.
You're such a great friend.
With the dots.
You're such a great friend. Dot, 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 dot.
Five dots, Daryl? Are you kidding me? Okay, because three dots means to be continued. Four dots is a typo, but five dots means, whoa, do not make me say what I want to say, baby, but if I did, it would blow your mind. Dot, 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 dot. Oh.
See? Yes. Thank you, sister.
It's funny because it's true. In the show notes, I'll post a link to an interview I did several years ago with Mindy Kaling. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.